This is VOA News via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Tuesday the U.S. and its allies have ignored Russia's top security concerns, that NATO deny membership to Ukraine and pull back its weaponry from Russian borders, while the U.S. reiterated its commitment to Ukraine and its territorial integrity. The dueling statements failed to ease tensions over Moscow's deployment of more than 100,000 troops along Ukraine's eastern border, raising fears Russia is preparing to invade, which Moscow denies. In his first public comments on the standoff with the West over Ukraine in more than a month, Putin told reporters at the Kremlin Russia is still studying the U.S. and NATO response to Russian security demands received last week. The West has refused to rule out Ukraine membership in NATO, saying no outside country has veto power over who can join the alliance. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department said Secretary of State Antony Blinken emphasized the U.S. commitment to Ukraine in a call Tuesday with his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov. The State Department said Blinken urged immediate Russian de-escalation of the crisis and urged Russia withdraw its troops from Ukraine's border. People around Asia ushered in the Year of the Dragon Tuesday, celebrating the Lunar New Year with colorful decorations, wild dances, and tributes to their ancestors, along with prayers for good fortune in the year to come. It is the third Lunar New Year since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, and again, many celebrations were subdued, or more subdued than usual, with people in many areas taking strict health and safety precautions. Some traditional festivities were either scaled back or canceled altogether. Each year is named after one of the 12 signs of the Chinese zodiac in a repeating cycle. The Year of the Tiger follows the Year of the Ox. This is VOA News. An online news outlet in Mexico late Monday said one of its journalists was shot dead, the fourth journalist to be killed in the country in less than a month. The director of the local news media website, Monitor Michoacan, Armando Linares, said three assailants fatally shot Roberto Toledo in the city of Zitácuaro. The news outlet said the gunman shot Toledo as he was filming a new video column by Monitor Michoacan's deputy director, Joel Vera, at Vera's law office. From his Twitter account, a spokesman for President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador said the administration condemned Toledo's killing. Prosecutors in the western state of Michoacán said they are investigating the incident. The unprecedented string of killings has put reporters on edge in Mexico and sparked protests earlier this month. The government says more than 50 journalists have been killed in Mexico since December of 2018. Authorities in the southeastern U.S. city of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Tuesday urged residents within a 1.6-kilometer radius of a fertilizer plant there to evacuate, as an uncontrolled fire at the facility is in danger of causing a large explosion. Local television reports say the fire started late Monday at the Weaver fertilizer plant, where city officials have confirmed there were small explosions. Firefighters there say there is potential for a large explosion of ammonium nitrate, a main fertilizer component. Winston-Salem Fire Chief Trey Mayo said the fire crews abandoned the firefighting operation because of a large volume of the chemical compound at the site. He said firefighters could not put enough water on the fire to be reasonably certain they could keep the ammonium nitrate cool enough to prevent the detonation. The original cause of the fire is unknown. Generally regarded as the greatest quarterback in the U.S. National Football League history, Tom Brady Tuesday officially announced his retirement, ending a career that included winning 7 Super Bowls and setting numerous passing records in an unprecedented 22-year career. In a lengthy post to his Instagram social media account, Brady said, "This is difficult for me to write, but here goes. I'm not going to make that competitive commitment anymore." Brady wrote that while he has loved his NFL career, it is now time to focus his energy on other things. The announcement clarifies a series of reports Saturday that first said Brady was retiring, then that he had not made a final decision. Brady had long stated his desire to spend more time with his wife, supermodel Gisele Bündchen, and their 3 children, despite still playing at the top of his game. The 44-year-old Brady goes out after leading the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to a Super Bowl title last season and the NFC South Championship this season. Brady also led the league in total touchdown passes and total passing yards. You can find more information on this story and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our app. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.